Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our virtual Mishnah here. We're holding a Mishnah Chelik Dalet and Yetz Hashem today. We will be learning Daf Resh Nun Gimel Amid Beis, beginning a brand new Simon Shin Pei Gimel. Kishein Ha'ena Yehudi Babayis, when an Ena Yehudi who lives in the Chatzar is not located at home in his house, Ena Ma'akev, in such a case, he is not Ma'akev. He does not aser on the other Bnei HaChatzar, and there is no requirement to be maskei rishus from that Eina Yehudi, ubayi se'if echad, and here in this simon, we have one single sif. Our learning today should be yaschus. For achenu kobeis Yisrael, hanasunim ba'saru ba'shivya, ha'im dim be'im ayom u'bein ba'yabosha, ha'mokayim yirachem aleyhem, v'yaytziei mitzara l'rvacha me'afelu la'oira, mishivad l'gu'ula, hashto ba'golo v'zman kariv v'nemar, amen. Our learning should be yaschus refuah shalema, for achya gadol, Meishamer ben Esther Fradel, Yitzchak ben Tzion ben Dusha, Rivka bas Shiraleah, Chava Hadasa bas Rezel Serel, Yeshua Levi ben Ahuva Malkachana, Yeruchim ben Masha, and Trani bas Batsheva. They should all have a refuah shalema besides Shar Chayil Yisrael. And as always, we are mispal that the schus of Limud HaTorah of Klal Yisrael, the Rebbeinu Shalom, should watch over all of our brothers and sisters who find themselves in harm's way, Bechol Mokoim Shehem. Okay. My apologies, today's share is going to be audio only. So let's pick up right away. Resh Nun Gimel Amud Beis, Sif Aleph. Shin Pei Gimel, Sif Aleph. Eino Yehudi Hador im Shnei Yisraelim. If you have a chotzer and you have one Eino Yehudi, we have our veteran, Tony, and he's living together with two Yisraelim, Reuven and Shimon. So right away, against the backdrop of everything we've learned until now, we know that when you have one Eina Yehudi together with at least two Yisraelim, normally there kicks in the Takanas Chazal, that in order for the two Yisraelim to make the Reuven Chatzeros, they need to be Maskei Rishus from the Eina Yehudi. But over here, says the Mechaber, Ve'ein Eina Yehudi Bebeisoi, if the Eina Yehudi is not home for the weekend, if he's not home for Shabbos, Einoi Oyser, then he does not aser on the two Yisraelim. It's not necessary for them to be maskir rishus from him. Says here in the parentheses, Va'ayin la'el simin shin ayin aleph, shin ayin aleph, sif aleph. We'll see the meaning of that in the Mishnah Berurah's Katan Gimel momentarily. Via Aravu, so in such a case, the two Yisraelim living in the Chatzar can make it a Reuven Chatzeros, v'yiyu mutarim, and it will be mutter for them to be metaltal. It will be mutter for them to transfer a keli sheshavas babayis from the house to the Chatzar, a keli sheshavas b'chatzar from the Chatzar to either one of the houses, and to transfer between the houses without any requirement for them to be maskei rishus from the Eina Yehudi. Says the Mishnah Berurah Katan Aleph, Im Shnei Yisraelim B'chatzar Echad. Obviously, we're talking here about a case where you have two Yisraelim living together with an Eina Yehudi in one Chatzar. Ais Katan Beis, the Eina Akum Bebeisai, and the Eina Yehudi is not home. He's not in his house for Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's very interesting, it's a very short little Mishnah Berurah, but he makes here three very critical points. The first one is, Shahalach Kaidam HaShabbos. The first requirement is that when Tony went away for the weekend, he left before Shabbos. If he left after Shabbos already started, then by Knisas HaShabbos, this Chotzer was already Osir without the two Yisraelim being Maskei Rishus from the Eina Yehudi. When Shabbos came in by Ben Hashmashis, you had a Chotzer of two Yisraelim and one Eina Yehudi. A Reuven Chatzeros would not work without them being Maskei Rishus. So we're discussing here a case where the Eina Yehudi left before Shabbos. So at the Zman Knisas HaShabbos, his house was a Dira B'loi Bailam. And if it's a Dira B'loi Bailam, it's not germane. It doesn't matter to us. So therefore, you don't have no need for to be Maskei Rishus. Second point, says the Mishnah Berurah, who the Chol B'nei Beisoi? Not only Tony left, but Tony's entire family left. If Tony went away for the weekend, but his wife and children are there, or if Mr. and Mrs. Tony went away for the weekend, but the kids are home, then it's not a Dira B'loi Bailam. Then there's still family members there in the home, and again, it would be necessary to be Maskei Rishus. And last point, says the Mishnah Berurah, where did the Tony family go? They went L'ir Acheres. They went to a different city. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is going to discuss this very, very shortly, but just a reminder that in Simon Shin Ayin Aleph, the Mechaber brought down a Machloikis, the Mechaber brought down two opinions. When it comes to a Nachri who goes away for Shabbos, How far does he have to go in order for him not to aser on the other B'nai HaChotzer? Over there, the Mechaber says in the Dei Rishayna that it's only if he goes far away. It's only if he goes to an Ir Acheres. But if he stays nearby, then could be that he does aser on the other B'nai HaChotzer. So we have a Machlekes over there. Over here, the Mishnah Berurah is being very straightforward. The Mishnah Berurah says that we're siding like the Dei Rishayna in Shin Ayin Aleph, that the only case where the Nachri does not aser on the other B'nai HaChotzer is if he went Le'ir Acheres. And now we come back to this, and I just cut in Gimel. The Mishnah Berurah says, Va'ay Le'el Simen Shin Ayin Aleph. That's what we had in the parentheses, says the Mishnah Berurah, Ritzon Lomar. What the parentheses means to say over here is, Desham Nisba'er, over there in Shin Ayin Aleph, it was explained, Le'dea Rishayna, according to the first opinion, De'davka Kishahalach L'makam Rachay K'yoyser Mi'ayim Echad. This din, that the Ein Yehudi does not aser on the other B'nai HaChotzer if he went away for Shabbos, is only if he went far away to an Ir Acheres, Shei Efshar Lo Lavei B'Shabbos, so that it's not possible that he's going to return on Shabbos. But if he's nearby, if he went to another property that he has two blocks away, so then it's very nice that he went away for Shabbos. But according to the Dei Rishayna, an Eina Yehudi is liable to return at any time. When a Yisrael goes away for Shabbos, he goes away for Shabbos. A Yisrael doesn't go away for Shabbos and then come back in the middle of Shabbos. To a Yisrael, Shabbos is one entity. I'm going away for Shabbos. You don't go away, you don't travel, and then come back on Shabbos. But an Eina Yehudi, to an Eina Yehudi, Saturday is Tuesday. There's no, so yeah, I went away, I came back. So according to Dei Rishayna, this halacha only applies if you went far away. Uladei Shnia, but according to the more makel second opinion in Shin Ayin Aleph, afilu b'saych mahalach yoyim, ein oyser. Even if the Ein Yehudi is close by, so that it's less than a day's travel, he certainly can return. Still, according to the Dei Shnia, no, the Ein Yehudi went away, he's away, it's a dear boy Bailam. He doesn't aser. Ice cotton. Nope, we didn't do this yet. Let's go weiter here in the Mechaber. Second line down in middle of the line. So the opening halacha, the Ein Yehudi went away for Shabbos. He doesn't aser on the other B'nai HaChotzer. There's no need to be maskir ishus from him. Says the Mechaber, Bo Ein Yehudi b'Shabbos. But what happens if the Tony family does return on Shabbos? They came back to the Chotzer on Shabbos. You look out the window, and lo and behold, they're back. In that case, says the Mechaber, Oyser, now he's going to Aser on the other B'nai HaChotzer, because he's there. Veha Eruv Batel. And if Reuven and Shimon, the two Yisraelim and the Chotzer, had made an Eruv Chatzeros, they were very happy when they found out Tony was going away for Shabbos. They went ahead, they made an Eruv Chatzeros. They said, oh, finally, we get to make a nice, clean Eruv Chatzeros. We don't have to argue with Tony about being maskir ishus, nothing else. We could just make a simple Eruv HaTzeros. And now, presto, Tony is back home. Well, now their Eruv is bottled. It's bottled and mevutled, their Eruv. Doesn't work anymore. Umiyu, however, you know what? Let's pause here. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah is cut and dalet oiser. Now, Tony is going to aser on them. We don't say Shabbos kevin shehutra hutra. You might be tempted to look at this and say, look, at the onset of Shabbos, Ben Ashmashas, when all of these dinim kicked in, Tony was not here. It was only two Yisraelim in the Chotzer, and they went ahead and they made a proper Eruv Chatzeros. So maybe we should say Shabbos came in Shehutra Hutra. Now, even though the Mishnah Berurah is about to explain this in greater detail, I'm going to add something that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't really write over here. And that is, I'm going to remind the Olam that in Simen Shin Ayin Aleph, we learned that when an Ein Yehudi returns on Shabbos, the way we look at it is, in the words of the Mishnah Berurah over there, in Ois Kot Ches, we look at it that Soifai Meichiach Al Tchilosai, the end result that he came back means that when he left, it wasn't really that he was going away for the weekend. You see, when a Yid goes away for Shabbos, and then he returns, we assume that something drastic happened. When he went away for Shabbos, he really intended to go away for Shabbos. Something drastic happened. In the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah over there, Ruach Acheres Hoya Imoi. Something really changed. that he ended up coming back. It's a real aberration. But when an Eino Yehudi goes away for Shabbos and then comes back, we don't look at it as such an aberration. What we look at it as is a Gilui Milsa. The fact that he returned now reveals to us that he never really meant to be away for the whole Shabbos. And that means that when Bein HaShemoshes kicked in on the beginning of Shabbos, it's not pshat that when Bein HaShemoshes kicked in, it was Shabbos Kevitcha Hutra. It wasn't really Hutra. This Eino Yehudi was always destined to come back. We always knew that there was going to be a problem on Shabbos. And therefore, the Erev was never really a good Erev. Now, against the backdrop of that explanation from Shinai and Aleph, let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Eis Katan Dalet further. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Va'afilu im halach l'makam rachak yoyser mima'alach yoyim. Even if the Eino Yehudi traveled a great distance, he went more than a day's travel away. Kevin Shabbat Achakach B'Shabbos, since the bottom line is that he returned on Shabbos, Igloi Milsalam Afred de Yatsa Misham Bachoil. If he arrived Shabbos afternoon at 3 o'clock, right, that right away means that when Shabbos came in at Friday evening, he was less than 24 hours away. Ubeknisas HaShabbos Hayu B'Saych Malach Yoyim. When Shabbos came in, he was within a Mahalach Yoyim of the Chatzar. V'Hayu Oymed Lavei B'Shabbos. Once he's within less than a day's distance from the Chatzar, we look at it that he's Oymed Lavei B'Shabbos. We look at it that the eventuality was that he was going to return on Shabbos. Therefore, we cannot say Shabbos Kevitcha Hutra Hutra. The underpinning again, the underpinning of this is that since he's an Eino Yehudi, he went away. The fact that he comes back on Shabbos, Soifai Mechiach Al Tchilosai. The end result proves what his initial intent was. It's not an aberration. He showed up back here again. On Shabbos, that means on some level, he always intended to. We cannot apply Shabbos Kevitcha Hutra Hutra. To HaBein HaShemoshes, Haya Oymed Li Yis Neser Achakach. Because when Ben HaShemoshes came in, we now see that it was an eventuality that the Erev was going to become bottle because he was going to show up again. Eis Katan Hei, we said, even if Reuven and Shimon made a perfectly good Eruv HaTzeirah on Erev Shabbos, once the Eino Yehudi shows up back home, the Erev bottle, the Erev that they made is now bottle. Ritzayna Lomar, what the Mechaber wants to tell us is, Kemoshe Kosav Achakach, like he's going to explain shortly, Da'afiluim Yiskeru Min Ha'akum, even if they would go ahead now, on Shabbos afternoon, when Tony shows up, they'll go to Tony and they'll be Maski Rishus from Tony, because we learned that you're allowed to be Maski Rishus on Shabbos. You can't use money, money is Mukta. But you could give him a nice apple pie. You'll give him some delicious food. I don't know if I would suggest giving him pachah, you know, gala, because I'm not sure he would eat it. But you give him a nice pie, you give him a nice piece of cake, that you'll be maskirishos from him on Shabbos. Normally being maskirishos on Shabbos works. But over here, being maskirishos alone is not going to help. Lo ye yechaylum letaltal, Reuven and Shimon will not be allowed to be betaltal from their houses to the chotzer, calls man shelo yevatlu harishus echad lechaveroi, until they'll do a bitl rishus. The point is, mishum da erev dispatl tekef bevayo akablu beisoi. The Erubich Hatzeroids that Reuven and Shimon made on Erev Shabbos, as soon as the Tony family returns to the chotzer, that erev is batl umavotl. So don't think that, oh, Tony showed up, we'll go to Tony, we'll be Maski Rishus, and now once again we have an Erev, and we were Maski Rishus. No, because the Erev you made is Batul Umavotl. Is there a way out? Yes, there is a way out. Let's see what the way out is, says the Mechaber, end of the second line. Umiyu. However, there is a way to rectify the situation. What is that? Yechaylim Liskar Mimenu B'Shabbos. What they can do is they could go give Tony the apple pie. They could be maskirishos from Tony. I, Reuven and Shimon still don't have an Erev. Their Erev is batel of a votel. Oh, there is an Eitzah. V'achakach yevatel ha'echad chaveroi. Now, let's say Reuven can go ahead and be mevatel rishos to Shimon. Reuven will relinquish his rights in the chotzer. He'll give them over to Shimon. Now the chotzer is only serving Shimon. V'yiyah ha'yochid mutter. Now Shimon, at least, it will be mutter for him to transfer from his house to the chatzar. So if Shimon was going to make a kiddush outside in the chatzar for his family and Reuven's family, Shimon, the recipient of the bittul rishos, will be allowed to bring chalent and kugel and pitchers of lemonade out from his house to the chatzar, because the chatzar is his. Reuven will not be allowed to transfer from his house to the chatzar. And there's two reasons for that. One reason is that Reuven's house is now a separate rishos hayachid from the chatzar. The whole chatzar belongs to Shimon. Reuven's house is a different rishos hayachid. He's not allowed to transfer from his house out to a different rishos hayachid that he doesn't have an eruv with. So that's one reason. Another reason would be that by transferring from his house out to the chatzar, he's being mevatel his bittel rishos, right? It's nirah kimachzik b'rishus hayshabitel. He's taking back the rishos of his chatzar that he was previously mevatel, because a yachid can't become an oreach Eitzel Ayachid. We don't say that he's functioning as a guest of Shimon's. A Yachid doesn't become a guest by a Yachid. Therefore, Reuven would not even be allowed to be Meitzi from Shimon's house to the Chatzar, because again, it would be being taking back his Rishos. But the Yachid, Shimon, the recipient of the Rishos, would be allowed to transfer from his house out to the Chatzar and vice versa. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ois Katanvav. Yechaylam liskar mimenu. So Tony showed back up again. They could go ahead and be maskir rishus from Tony. First of all, don't worry that this is going to run afoul of the Issur Rabbanan of engaging in Mekach u'Memkar on Shabbos, because like we learned previously, Mishum de'ein ze elu mishum heker lahatir tiltel. This is not, in the words that we used earlier, this is not called a schirus vadois. This is not a real schirus. This doesn't represent a real transaction. It's a heker. It's something that the Chazal required us to do in order to be matir, a tiltal that would otherwise be aser midrabanan. Now, what's happening over here? They're going to be maskir rishus from Tony, and then one of the Yisraelim will be mevatel rishus to the other one of the Yisraelim. So, for example, Reuven will be mevatel rishus to Tony, and then ois katan zayin v'yehayochid muter, the yochid, in our case Shimon, the recipient of the bittel rishus, it will be muter for him to transfer from his house to the chatzar. Ritzayin aloymar ha'ishe bitloy loy harishus, the recipient of the bittel rishus, mashe ekein ha'mevatel, but Reuven, who in our case is the one who was mevatel his rishus, bevadai oser, it's going to be oser for him to transfer either from his house to the chatzar, or even from Shimon's house to the chatzar. He can't transfer from his house to the chatzar. Can't do that. It's from one rishos hayachid to another rishos hayachid without an eruv chatzeros. He can't transfer from Shimon's house to the chatzar, nira kimavatel the bittel rishos that he did previously. Imloy, there is an eitzah, says the Chavetz Chaim. There is a way where both Reuven and Shimon will be allowed to transfer from their houses to the chatzar, albeit not at the same time. Imloy shechazer asheni ubite laharishon. What you could do is Reuven could be mevatel rishus to Shimon. So now Shimon could bring the chalent and the kugel and the lemonade out to the chatzar. Then Shimon can be mevatel rishus to Reuven. Now Reuven could bring the herring and the kichel and the wine out to the chatzar. So there is a way where both parties will be allowed to transfer from their houses to the chatzar, albeit not at the same time, and that is they could swap bittel rishus. Daz muter kanal b'soiv sim and shin pei aleph sif zayin. We learned about that in shin pei aleph sif zayin. Going back to the mechaber at the last halacha here of sim and shin pei gimel, says the mechaber v'chol shekein, certainly im meis ha'ovid kechavim b'shabbos. Let's say what happened over here is Tony went away for Shabbos. Then, unexpectedly, Tony showed up Shabbos afternoon. Oh, now we have a problem, right? Now Tony asers on Reuven and Shimon. We said, what's the Eitzah? Be maskir rishus from Tony. And then Reuven will be mevatel his rishus to Shimon, or Shimon will be mevatel his rishus to Reuven. Says the Mechaber, there's another way out. Koshke de mesoy v'kachavim b'Shabbos. If the Ein Yehudi, if Tony happens to up and die on Shabbos afternoon, so now Tony's out of the picture. Now, still, the Erev that Reuven and Shimon made on Erev Shabbos is still bottle. They made an Erev, a Reuven Chatzeres at Erev Shabbos, and then Tony showed up back home. When Tony shows back up at home, Reuven and Shimon's and Reuven Chatzeres is bottle and mavotel, right? But now that Tony is dead, now his house becomes a dirabalai bailim. Now you don't need to be maskirishus. The Mishnah Berurah is going to say you don't even have to be maskirishus from the yorshim. You don't need any maskirishus over here anymore. Now just Reuven will be mavatal to Shimon, or Shimon will be mavatal to Reuven. Some of you are asking, what's the chiddush? We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. Savachoshke the meisav tichav b'shabbes shiavat lecha lechavero v'ya yachid mutter, and there's no need for anybody to be maskirishus. Says the Mishnah Berurah is kol ches v'choshke the meisav akub b'shabbes ritzaynai larmar. What the mechaber wants to say over here is, in other words, what's the chiddush of this mechaber, and what's the kolshkein? Certainly, if the Ein Yehudi dies, explains the Mishnah Berurah. Ritzaynai larmar she'ervu mibayid yaim v'loy. Reuven and Shimon made the Reuven Chatzeres on Erev Shabbos because they thought Tony went away for Shabbos. They could make a clean Reuven Chatzeres. There's no need to be Maskei Rishus. It'll be Shalom Al Yisrael for the entire Shabbos. And then Ubaba Shabbos. And then unexpectedly, Tony showed up back home in the Chatzer and destroyed their Erev. Their Erev is Batel Ubavotel. Umeis Bay Bayoim. And then Tony died. Now, Bittel alone, without anything else, just Bittel, Reuven being Mavatel to Shimon, or Shimon being Mavatel to Reuven, will work based on a Kal V'chaymer. What's the Kal V'chaymer here? The cave on the Gam Hecha, the Tzarech Schirus U'Bittel. Mahani Afilu B'Shabbos. In the previous scenario, where Tony came home on Shabbos and stayed alive, over there we said, there's a two-step process. Step number one is go to Tony and be maske rishus. Step number two is either Reuven has to be mavatel rishus to Shimon, or Shimon has to be mavatel rishus to Reuven, right? So over there, there's a two-step process, okay? And that works. Koshkein certainly says to Mishnah Berurah, bittel lechuda. Certainly in our case, where there's no need for a two-step process. There's nobody to be maske rishus from. All there is bittel rishus. Certainly, that works. Again, it falls a little bit flat. What's the chiddush? Well, to understand the chiddush, you really have to know sugya and Masechta Zeirivin, where the Gemara actually clears this shaila. The Gemara wants to know, does bittel work when you only need a one-step process of somebody being mevatel rishus? Or does it work even when you need a two-step process where you need bittel and being maskir? The Gemara comes out that it works even when you need a two-step process. That's the chiddush over here. Says the Chafetz Chaim in the brackets, so too, really, in another case. Let's say Reuven and Shimon did not make it a Reuven Chatzeres before Shabbos. Why didn't they make it a Reuven Chatzeres? They didn't make it a Reuven Chatzeres because Tony is home. And Tony is a hard guy to deal with. And they didn't want to approach Tony to ask him about being Mavatel Rishus. And there's no Mrs. Tony, so they couldn't ask her. There's nobody bias, they couldn't ask them. There's no Schirei Lakitai, they couldn't ask them. There's no Yid who became friendly with Tony, who got a Tvisa Zabayas in Tony's house, so you couldn't be Maskei Rishus from him. There was no way out. And the only way to make an Erev over here was to be Maskei Rishus from Tony, and they gave up on it. So they didn't bother making it a Reuven Chatzeres. This is not a case that involves Tony leaving home at all. It's a regular case. They figured Tony's going to be home for Shabbos. They didn't want to bother with being Maskei Rishus. They thought they're not going to get away with it. So they didn't make it a Reuven Chatzeres. And then, Umeis B'Shabbos. And then Shabbos afternoon, Tony died. De Mevata Lecha de Chaveri V'Shari. So after Tony dies, Reuven can be Mevata Rishus to Shimon, or Shimon can be Mevata Rishus to Reuven. And then one of them will be allowed to transfer from his house to the Chatzer and vice versa. Now, some of you might be wondering, what if there's Reuven and Shimon in the Chatzer together with Tony? Tony is a hard guy to deal with, so they don't want to go through the trouble of trying to be Maskei Rishus from Tony. And Tony stays alive. But what Reuven and Shimon want to do is either Reuven will be Mevatel Rishus to Shimon, or Shimon will be Mevatel Rishus to Reuven. And they want to argue, now there's only one Yid and one guy, right? Because, what do you mean? Reuven, I was Mevatel Rishus to Shimon. I have no Rishus on the Chatzer. There's only two parties that have Rishus in the Chatzar, Shimon and Tony. So it's one Yid and one Goy. Maybe you don't need to be Maskei Rishus. We already learned that Halacha Rabbi Sai. And we already learned that you cannot avoid being Maskei Rishus by using Bittel. You can't do that up front, initially. You can't say, we're not going to bother with being Maskei Rishus, we'll be Mavatel. You can't do that. Why? Because then Nishkach Tairas Erev Min Hamovu Yazeh. By doing that, the whole din is going to vanish. Everybody's going to forget about that din. Because in this chatzer, they never make it in Ruvah Chatzeres. Because they can't deal with the guy. They only use Bittel Rishus. Bittel Rishus was not made as a replacement for Erev. Bittel Rishus is a kula in the dinim of Erev that sometimes you could use Bittel Rishus, but it doesn't serve as a replacement. The Chol Zeke Shalai Sachra Min HaAkum, says the Chavetz Chaim, this is all where you weren't Maskei Rishus from the Ein Yehudi. If you were Maskei Rishus from the Ein Yehudi before Shabbos, and you also made a proper Eruvin Chatzeros, and now the Ein Yehudi died on Shabbos, even if he has next of kin who inherit his house, we don't say that the Eruv that they made is Batel Mevatel, right? The thought process would be like this. Maybe if the Yidden in the Chatzar were Maskei Rishus from Tony, and they went ahead and they made an Erev. Now, maybe if Tony dies on Shabbos and Tony Jr. inherits Tony, maybe you should say, oh, you were never Maskei Rishus from Tony Jr. You were Mavata Rishus from Tony. Now Tony's gone. Tony Jr. is here. Maybe now the Erev is Batel Mevatel. Says the Mishnah, no. Avshadayin loisachru min ayirish, even though they never wore Maskei Rishus from Tony Jr., came in Shehutra l'tchilas HaShabbos, Hutra l'chala Shabbos. In that case, Shabbos came in Shehutra, Hutra. We're going to stop over here. Continue next time with Shin Pei Dalet. Thank you so much for joining me for Liman HaTorah. This is Liman HaTorah. Shubi Megan against Klal Yisrael. The Rav Shom should send Yeshua Sefuris Parnasa Chedukam Tullah Zinid. We should be zoichet to see the B.S. Girl Tzedek B'mher V'yabeinu Amen. Be well.